Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Klassen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Klassen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'm gonna air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you.
It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
That's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Klassen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Oh, we might have been on there. That's called Kids Do.
Yo, what's happening?
You literally are. You literally are.
You're
I don't
on
know
the
why
air.
That's
9:90 a.m. 9:90 a.m. Arizona. God bless you guys.
Jack.
God
Jack
bless Montana.
Jack is being safe on the on this episode.
Yeah, well,
a mask.
I'm really
Jack,
concerned.
That,
no, listen.
Get
I'm
that
doing
dirty
this.
Diaper off your face, man.
I'm doing this because I think we should show more respect to the maskers. And frankly, I live within 60
worker.
Feet of people. Yeah, and I'm an essential worker, so I gotta be careful. we're showing respect to essential workers like myself and to all the grocery store workers out there, man. And I think
Jack,
you should show more respect, brother.
Out of respect for the
nurses. Oh, I forgot mine. I'll do this.
Yes, please. Put your mask on for the show.
Out of respect for the TikTok nurses, we call it essential twerkers.
Oh, hey.
No, I don't have my soundboard up.
9:90 a.m.
Too busy working away.
Hey, that's all right.
For your stupid show.
Stupid
whatever.
Show.
We're still on two radio stations. We're protecting ourselves. Beautiful.
That's what I meant to play.
Perfect. Oh, my goodness. And Brock is supposed to be in here, too.
Where's Proud Boy Brock?
I
yeah,
know.
Get Brock
in Proud Boy Rock.
WTF are those?
Listen.
Click the link.
No one knows how it works. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. We're respectful. Proud Boy Brock, you there? By the
yeah.
way, it's
in
it's,
the house.
It's got proud, we got Proud Boy Brock
hey.
On the show, the number one Proud Boy in Florida. In Florida, it's just amazing. The Red Pill Rapper and Karen 1776 and myself,
hey,
Jack Klassen. Hey,
hey,
how you doing, pal?
Hey, how are you?
You're doing great.
Hey, why aren't you wearing your mask?
Yeah, why aren't you wearing your mask?
Why are you wearing your mask, dude?
Because I'm in Florida. We don't have to wear masks.
You can't mask me.
The new variant Florida. Can travel through Zoom. That's what
Florida.
My government told me.
Florida knows that masks are fake and gay, and so does bra.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
That's the truth.
How do I smoke weed? How do I smoke weed through a mask? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Can you? There.
Put it you poke a hole in it.
You
poke
need
a
little,
it.
You need a nose muzzle.
I
there,
do.
Jack.
Get
nose
the
nozzle.
Hole. Poke a hole in it.
Poke a hole. It's a Jack Klassen show. By the way, this could be considered like tips for the pandemic. Are you a stoner in Arizona? It's legal to smoke weed in Arizona, I'm pretty sure.
Are you a stoner in Arizona?
Are you a stoner in Arizona? This is your tip. If you want to get away, if you want to wear a mask, if you want to be safe, you got to poke a hole through it just like this. By the way, this is very great radio. You poke a hole straight through the top, just like this. You can use your car keys. Actually, these are my apartment keys, so they go into the same keyhole everyone else touches. And then you just poke the hole. And you put your joint right through the hole.
Thank you, Karen. Very nice. Very nice. Nice sound effects, Karen. Good job. Very nice.
Thanks.
Guys, I'm trying to start this through a hole, guys.
All right, can we talk about the Australian guy? Nobody cares about your hole, Jack.
I'm trying to be safe while smoking weed, man.
Great radio. Can we talk about the Australian man? I'll do it. Hey, I'm Jack Klassen, and on our last show, which was the best show that we've ever had ever, by the way.
I think that's being a little generous, but sure.
It's so good, dude.
It's pretty prime.
I was LMFAOing.
Karen was in her zone.
I was in my zone. I was so happy.
All those hours, thousands of hours of binge watching Dr. Phil finally served a purpose. Am I not right?
We knew they would, Karen. We knew it would pay off.
I knew it too. I knew it just as well as you. And yes, in fact, they did. So, disclaimer, Jack made me cut this 2 hours, asked me to cut up an hour of show, an hour and 20 minutes of show in 2 hours.
I thought just like a quick
off
little
list.
Cut, you know, just a little.
Oh,
quick
yeah,
cut.
Yeah, that's what it
Alrighty.
Takes. No, that's not what it takes.
It's a Jack Glass show.
What did you want me to do? A little cut,
you know, just a little snippet.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen what you would have done.
you people know all about that, Karen. The Crash. little snippy snip that you guys are all about.
I do. And you're gonna too if you don't watch your mouth.
Okay, continue
so,
on.
Snip snip here. So you know, as red line mortgage there.
No, shut up,
Mitch.
Continue.
This is something you guys probably don't know about, but women get a lot of messages from foreign guys.
What?
Usually of brown skin.
What?
Lighter brown. So it's like, I'm from Bangladesh. I'm from here. I'm from there. I'm from Trinidad. You know what I'm talking about?
Show me your bob.
Exactly. Bob. Exactly. So I got one of these messages and I wanted to bring one of these guys on my show. And I brought one of these guys on and he ended up being Australian. And he was funny. He was insane. But then he was like fine. And then we called him back on the main show, and it was the most insane progression of an interview I had ever witnessed in my life.
I can concur.
Not only because in my episode he was being all cute and trying to say, "Oh no, crikey, I message men and women and I'm just trying to be whatever." We got him to admit that that wasn't the case. Then we got him to admit that he has a girlfriend. Then we got him to admit, well, then he started smoking meth. And then we met the girlfriend. What? And the girlfriend started smoking meth too. The girlfriend ended up being in her late 50s and he's 38. She's telling us about how he spent all their money on women and drugs. She's come out of a bad relationship. She's trapped with this guy. He got her into meth. She had never smoked meth before she met the guy. Then it goes on. He is completely unaffected by this, by the way.
Oh, he's we'll happy.
So you can get, he's happy.
He's happy.
Well, he's on meth, I guess, the whole time. But she's on meth too, and she's very distraught. She's very upset.
We really deliberated. Yeah, well, we deliberated if we should call the cops or not. The Sydney police, the Rossers.
We decided not to.
Yeah, just because we want them on the show more.
We didn't want to make a fuss.
Yeah.
But listen, he beats her and he verbally abuses her. He took away her internet access.
Yeah.
And he's like, "No, I did not."
And meanwhile she's in the back going, "Yes, you did."
Well, this is a really rough cut, so what we're gonna do, boys and girls, is we're going to chat in between the huge empty spaces. You feel me?
Yeah, we got you. We got all it right. Figured out. Cool. It's a Jack Class show, 9:09 a.m.
Oh, so this starts. Are you playing music?
I should play music.
No.
Okay, continue.
Because we have to chat over it, and it's going to be all busy.
Continue.
Don't be crazy.
Continue.
This is when his wife comes in, and we start yelling over the call to tell her that he's cheating.
This is great radio, by the way. Dennis Prager, suck it.
You can hear it?
No.
You can't hear it?
No, it's not playing through. It's Jet Class Show, 9:09 a.m. I may have dissed Dennis Prager, but I do respect you. But this, you would never get this on the Dennis Prager show. Just
Why
saying.
Why is it not playing?
I don't know. It's a Jet Class.
Well, maybe
show.
You should have given me more than 2 hours.
It should be playing.
It was less than 2 hours. It was an hour and a half.
Hey, things happen.
It's an hour and a half episode.
If we were some pussy podcasters, we would just edit that part down. But no, we go through it.
We go hard, man. We're not messing around.
Yeah, we break through walls. Playing. We break through glass barriers. Is it not?
Well, talk about Proud Boy Brock.
Hold on a second.
We have Proud Boy Brock here. And he's far more interesting
PBB.
Than this Australian.
Where's that PBB at?
He's like the Dos Equis guy of, where do you live?
Florida.
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 Of Florida.
Oh my God.
All of Florida.
One of my most favorite states.
What is your town called?
Pensacola.
Yeah.
See, I know everything about this guy. Pensacola.
Wait, do you?
Which is also his favorite drink.
Yeah.
It's also his favorite drink.
Oh my god, dude! Guess who else lives in Pensacola?
Who?
The Gaines Grease guy.
The who? What?
The Gaines Grease guy. You haven't heard of the?
Who's the Gaines Grease guy?
Yeah, no, I've never heard of him. No one knows who that is.
No one knows who that is.
We don't watch gay porn, Karen. We don't know about your superstars.
That's not playing either.
Wants me to make a video for the cloning process.
I can hear it now, yeah.
Gaines Grease is a disgusting product. There was a cloning accident in the cloning process. Someone put Gaines Grease in the machine.
Trying to stall because this still isn't working.
This guy is ridiculous. He's also from Pensacola.
No, but he literally is from Pensacola. You want to hear a fun, where he lives.
You want to hear a fun Pensacola fact?
What?
It's the state with the highest amount of HIV transmission. Just saying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually true. Yeah. That's actually the city and the biggest city.
That's
the
highest, their biggest export. Yeah, their HIV.
Their highest. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think you're making the right move by not doing nothing, Brock, honestly.
Actually, it's Washington, D.C. I just Googled it.
Listen, man, you can't renege on my facts, brother. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. We have technical difficulties. I know my facts, man.
It's and your fault.
I didn't say,
say it's
all
fault.
The states.
Say
yeah, please.
Fault.
Say it's your fault. Apologize for what you did, Brock. Please.
That's hilarious.
Apologize for what you did.
I'm not apologizing for shit.
Apologize for what you did.
No.
The last time Jack shaved his beard was the last time he got a fact wrong.
Exactly.
That's how little he's wrong.
This. Can you hear it now?
No. It's a Jack Klassen show.
Jack, why'd you let a woman be in charge of tech, man? I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, by the way,
I'll hang up. I'll hang up right now if you give me lift. I'm on my period and I'm pissed.
I actually have the audio right here.
I'm literally.
By the way, Karen did.
I'm sorry.
Karen did the oddest thing. Karen did the oddest thing.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, it's his wife.
She's up. She's up. John.
Hey.
No, I'm not playing it.
Oh, now you're playing it. Got to play it.
No,
set
I'm
set it
not
up again.
It
we have to set it up again. It's a Jack Klassen
like
show.
I'm not.
No, I have it set up.
Play it. Or else I'm going to play what you played.
Oh,
it's his wife.
She's up. She's up. John.
Hey. Your husband's cheating on you. Your husband's trying to cheat.
Cheating on you. He's cheating on you.
He's cheating on you.
He asked me to have sex.
He's asking.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
He asked me on Facebook.
I'm
going to
go.
No.
You already know. Good.
I'm not a moron.
Good. He's a piece of shit.
I am not.
Leave
I am
swearing.
Not. Stop it.
So, yeah, this is when
we
like.
Is he smoking meth?
He's smoking.
Are you smoking?
Yes, he is.
He's smoking
yes,
meth?
He's smoking
he's
meth?
Meth?
Yeah, he was smoking meth.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Where did you find him?
He messaged me on Facebook.
Oh, what's your name? Which one?
Yeah.
He messages every so many women on Facebook. It's ridiculous. Send some pictures of his penis.
They're both smoking meth right now. It's a Jack Klassen show. 9:90.
You can hear
a
lighter clicking.
Arizona, Montana. This is beautiful.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and
bake.
It's
awesome. Just doing big meth hits. How long have you guys
been?
Are you guys like a meth couple?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Why are you smoking
did you
meth?
Ever do meth before you met this guy?
Nope.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! So you never smoked meth before you met just fake Australian Jesse Small? Look at that big meth.
Oh my god!
It has a bad rap. It has a bad rap.
Yeah, it has a bad rap.
It does!
I'm a man. I do what I want.
He's changed the password on my Google account, so I can't even have internet access.
No, I haven't. There is so much money in the world that we could all be millionaires.
Spend on meth.
Wall Street has got a lot to answer for. Wall Street,
what is this?
Military industrial complex.
Can you leave? When I don't just let's see your face.
Whatever you want.
Can
we
you
should
leave?
Call the police.
Yeah,
I can go. No, he actually kicks me out.
How old is he? He kicks you out.
Yeah,
great. He kicks you out.
Yeah, Keith's house.
For what? It's like a bunch of minutes long because it's not cut up. That's why I told you guys to talk over it.
You don't know. You don't know.
So whoever it was, like, he sent you a message. Hi, blah, blah. He's got like about 60,000 messages in his phone of people that he's just picked up off Facebook or Chatterbait or OnlyFans or Amiga or Reddit. Or what
is
all the other?
Oh my god! Reddit? What's that?
Most of them actually.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Received his dick pic. Then you know.
She's just making things up.
Then occasionally they'll block him.
Hey, do you want to do meth karaoke? What's a song you can sing?
What's a song you can sing?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I
don't know any songs. You should check out my social.
You don't know
media.
Happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Lisa. Lisa, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday a couple of months back, and he didn't even wish me happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Hey, what's your name?
That's insane.
Sweetie, what's your name?
What is wrong with this guy?
What's your name?
What is the worst thing he's ever done?
The worst thing?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
What?
You probably shouldn't know.
Hey,
watch your mouth.
Can I ask a question,
Karen? He's ever done.
and my birthday was on Valentine's Day also.
Yeah.
Oh. Karen?
Can you pause it for a sec? Okay, Karen.
Yeah. Is this 100% real, you guys? Like, are they playing it up for radio?
Yes. It's real. It's 100% real.
Isn't that insane?
It is. I've got somebody messaging me right now. She's like, this is tragic. Like, not even funny. And
no,
she's right.
It is.
This is you guys, really sad, man.
You guys want to watch the full interview? Jack Class Show Radio Network. You'll figure out what show it is.
I love the D-Live for the video. The video is insane. You have to see the video.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that, man. That is like,
subscribe.
I've never
heard
D-Live. Anything like that. It started pretty funny, and then I just wanted to cry.
I think it continues, doesn't it?
It just for a little bit,
A little bit.
What is this? Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane. What's the worst thing he's ever done?
and my birthday was on Valentine's Day also.
Oh my god.
No.
All right. That's enough.
Oh my god.
Don't get beat.
Move along. Get out of here.
This guy needs to be killed, honestly.
Yeah, you might be the worst human being there ever was.
I had to put it on iTunes, so then my music started playing.
Well put, though, Jack. Well put.
That's insane. I mean,
that might be the worst human being I've ever come across. That's like about as bad as it gets.
I'm gonna keep playing that song while this song.
I think. That truly was compelling radio and something you won't get on The Woody Show. Ever. I don't think Woody would ever do that. Anyway, should we go on break, Karen, real fast? And then when I'm back, do we want to break this down more? What do you think?
Yeah, I want to talk about
this. You want to break this down more?
Yeah, this interview was a whole lot of fun.
We do have a very important guest, though.
Bunch of monkeys in a barrel.
We do have a very important guest, though, who's coming on the show today.
Wait, really?
Yes, really. It's, God, I don't mark out to a lot of people, especially bands and modern bands. Like I do the 1987 music show. My music taste stops in 1994. We have Buddy Jordan Jacobs coming on from Riot City. Probably Riot City is my favorite current band from the last decade. You ever hear about him?
Read the Gay BCs?
I've heard of Riot City.
Oh, he'll probably give us his opinion on the Gay BCs. He tells us a lot of things. It's a Jack Klassen show. You want to hear an example? You want to hear an example of it real fast?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Here we go. And then we'll break it down, and then we'll go into Riot City. It's pretty good, dog. Just like this. It's a Jack Klassen show. Hey, look at that. I'm playing your music, Jordan.
Oh, it's not my music. I didn't sing on this record.
Well, you know what, buddy? Take the credit.
I sang the songs all over Europe.
Yeah, sing it right now. Burn the Night. Sing it right now. Come on, dude.
No, you can't make me do that.
Come on. Wake up your neighbor.
Like that.
You're a shy boy.
You do it, Jack. Jack, you do it.
I don't want to wake up my neighbors.
Oh, I don't want to wake up my neighbors.
Here.
You can't do it, that's why.
Dude, seriously, is this song not awesome? Is this not kick ass? Is something
it is,
brand new?
I want to run through a brick wall now.
That's straight.
That's what it'll do, yeah.
This is music. Hey, by the way.
Have you ever done
that? You ever
run through a brick wall?
Have you ever tried?
Okay, this is my favorite part coming up. I'll mark out this guy all day. Jordan Jacobs, legend.
Ask him a question.
Singer of Riot City. What a baller, dude. So, you were on a big European tour. Am I not correct?
It was a moderate-sized European tour, but it was fucking awesome.
It was a moderate-sized European tour? Well, how many countries did you hit?
We hit the UK, we hit Belgium, France, Germany. We were supposed to go to Poland, but things got a little squirrely when we were on our way there with the COVID kind of breaking out and becoming cool.
Badass.
Our final day, which was in Athens, Greece, up the hammer.
So you covered at least, what, 7 different countries?
We would have.
Dude, that's badass. Yeah. Now, would you ever go to China? Would you ever do a concert in China?
Would you ever do a concert in China? This year.
I'm not playing in China, but I'm...
Are you afraid of playing in China? That's the biggest question.
I've actually been to China.
Really? I've been to China. Really? It's very dirty. Very dirty.
Yeah. It didn't look great where I was at.
What part of China were you in? Were you with Hunter Biden?
I'm told. What's that?
Were you with Hunter Biden?
No, I was not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, if you see me on that laptop, it's fit.
You're a lion dog face pony sword.
So
my favorite thing that he said recently that black people don't know how to use computers.
Oh yes.
Well, that's a provable fact, isn't it?
That's classic. That's classic.
Yeah, that's
Joe Biden.
That's amazing.
You ain't
but
black.
His best line ever is poor kids are just as bright and talented as white kids.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good impression.
That's
a good impression. Can you
or,
do any other
or, server now and now we're not under pressure.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's like the
can you say I want to sniff your hair, Karen?
That's not a quote.
That's
I'd
let him sniff my hair. He's famous. And you're a handsome guy.
Can we sniff your hair?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Here.
Check it out. No, I want you to do a Joe Biden impression.
What about, I'm going to put you all back in chains. What about that one?
No, that's
a quote.
He's got,
yeah,
he's
they're going
to
put you back
some
in
hair
chains.
To sniff.
Yeah, there's, fuck, he's got some good ones. You know, never mind the old ones.
You're fired.
The racial jungle shit and all
what,
of that.
Saying the N word straight up? How about that
straight
one?
Straight up.
That's
yeah.
my favorite quote.
Yeah.
Do that one.
I can't believe that people are buying this shit. It just blows my mind. My Facebook has never been quiet.
Dude,
because what can they say?
Have you?
Because I mean, like all of my, you know, most of the people that I know, my friends, they're all you know, they're staunch liberals. And I mean, like I consider myself a liberal because I'm definitely not one of these fucking weird conservative people.
By the way, we're on AMFM, so try not to use the F word, please. That costs me money every time.
Get out of town.
And we're back in Red Pill Rapper.
I'm on two radio stations, 9:90 AM. Arizona.
Okay, well, you gotta tell me that before I come on.
I should start just playing
He's afraid.
We can play that. We get away with that.
Does it really cost you money if I swear?
Yeah, I got to pay a guy to beat my show.
Well, then also, don't upset me. Here, yeah.
We'll be nice.
Are you afraid of now? I mean, listen to this song. I'm just going to play a little snippet here. That's so bad. That's from current year.
Look at it.
This is going nuts.
Dude, I'm actually like, you caught me while I was working on the new stuff.
Wait, you're doing new music? Can we get an exclusive, brother?
No, you don't.
Come on, man. Fair. Are you saying about Joe Biden?
Yeah, no. I'm trying to forget that the world is falling apart.
Are you afraid? Because you consider yourself a moderately successful band, wouldn't you? At least I think you guys are probably top 10 bands.
We have a worldwide following. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I think you're way cooler than Kendrick Lamar, like by tenfold.
I'm pretty sure I've listened to your stuff in the gym, man. I'm pretty sure I have.
We're kind of hoping that after the next record comes out, the timing will be right too, hopefully.
I've listened to your music when I've tugged on myself at the gym.
Well, why not?
I'm just saying, dude. Into the night, dude. Hell yeah, once, dude. Man.
Are you Canadian?
Hell yeah.
I am, yeah.
Badass.
Cool. Yeah, I live in Alberta.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah. No. The redneck American. Part of Alberta.
I can definitely tell because of the accent.
His nickname is...
Fucking accent. What are you talking about?
I know, dude. That's what I tell everyone on the radio. On the radio in Arizona and Montana. They'll go, you got a Canadian accent. I go... We do not have. I sound
we
like a normal
not,
American.
What are you talking about?
I feel like we talk the same.
Yeah.
What are you
no
talking
accent.
About?
Exactly. What are you talking about?
Hey, which part of Alberta
I love
are you in?
Talk.
Are you in Ookotooks? Huh? You in Ookotooks?
I'm actually directly west of Okotoks in Black Diamond. Nice little small town.
I know Black Diamond, eh? I know all about Black Diamond.
It's the best. Where are you at?
Don't worry about
British Columbia, Kelowna, brother.
Don't worry about it, kid.
You're in Kelowna. Are you in Kelowna too, Jack?
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
I am.
You're in Kelowna too?
Yeah, we're all in Kelowna.
No, Karen,
so
you're all in
Kelowna. We all live
in Florida.
We live in a Karen gamer in... house. We live in a gamer
why,
house all
why
together.
Why the fuck do
Barack
people
is just
live
pretending
there?
To be in Florida to impress you.
Pardon
he
me,
actually
brother?
Lives in Kelowna too.
Karen lives in Gitmo for saying the N-word too many times.
It's a Jack Glass show. 9:90 a.m.
What,
by the way, we have
what
Jordan
keeps
Jacobs.
You, what keeps you in Kelowna?
You know
it's
what?
The freedom rallies, brother. It's the freedom rallies are too much.
Freedom rallies. It's because it's the warmest place. It's because it's the warmest place to live in Canada. That's why, brother.
Shut up.
Is it worth it though? Like. All the tribal tattoos and
that's awesome.
You know, and the
you guys got
those
there?
What's
Wait,
that?
Is that Kelowna? Is that what it is? Tap out.
How would you describe Kelowna?
That's badass.
No,
what are you talking
no.
about?
The culture's changed because all those guys are scared of the flu, so they all stay home. And now everybody that's cool goes outside.
Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Would you play at a freedom rally?
I don't want to fucking do anything remotely political.
Dude, you should.
All.
That would be so
that would be dope,
badass.
Man. I could
oh
get you out,
my
brother.
God. Dude,
I'm doing live shows out here,
up.
Man. I'm doing live
take
shows
money
out
from
here.
The, take money from the dumb Q
here.
People, dude. Take money from the dumbass Q people.
No,
that's my
dude,
advice.
We get George Soros.
Yeah,
money.
Well,
George Soros funds us.
That's, yeah, you could probably dupe them pretty good.
Oh, I hell think. Yeah. You could dupe them easy.
Play
yeah,
at my
I,
house. Or my hoops.
I hate all these stupid conservatives. It does drive me insane because they're the loudest and they represent conservatism very poorly.
Well, Mitch is a stupid conservative. Do you hate him?
No, we're libertarians out here. We're libertarians out here. No conservatives.
We're libertarians out here.
I was on Tim Moen's show.
I
want right
to sell heroin. I want to sell heroin to a 10-year-old real bad. That's my life's goal for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
you're already doing it, brother. It just happens in other countries.
So, Riot City, a pretty successful band. You guys are up there with what, Anthrax, Testament, all those great. Yeah, I think so, dude.
Yeah, we're way up there with those guys.
I think so. Yeah, you're definitely up there with Anvil. 1000%. I think you've surpassed Anvil.
I think so too.
This is Canadian heavy metal music talk.
We'll see. We'll see.
Do you think you could Do you think you could beat up Lips? If you had to in a self-defense situation, do you think if Lips attacked you, he was going metal on metal to you, and you were in a self-defense situation, not a George Floyd situation.
Dude, that's a good question, man. I've only ever been in one fight in my life.
Yeah.
And it was when I was like a little boy, and we were
a Chinese kid, boy,
another kid my age, also a young boy. His cousins were being real dickheads and trying to get this kid to fight me. And I wound up winning that fight. I punched him right in the face and he bled out of both nostrils. You know who cried? I cried.
You're such a good person.
Wow.
Wow.
I just didn't feel good about it. Looking back on it, I wish that I had stomped him a little bit, but you know.
Would you beat up Lips? Do you think you could beat up Lips? Do you want to beat up Lips from Anvil?
We'll back you up.
I don't know that I want to beat anybody up. Well, that's not true.
Who's the musician do you want to beat up the most?
Yeah.
Riot City, Jacob Jordan's vocalist.
Out of musicians.
Top 10.
Fuck, I don't know.
Heavy metal bands of 2020.
That's not something I ever think about. Or that's not something I ever get asked either.
So during your
Trapped.
Yeah, Trapped.
So during
Trapped Canadian?
What's that?
Is Trapped Canadian?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I thought you meant a band called Trapped.
I thought you were talking about a male that looks like a female. Anyway.
Trapped. They're the shitty band. They do that Headstrong.
Death Grips. Yeah, Death Grips is a band. I like to shoot Death Grips.
That's your jam?
It's a Jack Classic show, 9:90 a.m. So during your European tour, you traveled across 6 different countries. Did you get laid in every single country, brother?
No.
No?
I didn't get laid in any of the countries.
Wait,
man.
After it? That's a lie, dude. You look like Thor.
No, I look at yourself. Thor. I fucking
look in the mirror, brother.
Get a handy?
I got 2 daughters and a wife.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Oh, really?
Not on tour.
I'm hanging up. I have to go to the bathroom for the rest of the show.
Wait.
Karen has ideas. Why is that? Why?
So this is your first
year. Because I'll miss you.
So this is your first European tour, and you couldn't get laid. Could you have?
I'm sure it's possible. I don't know. I've managed to get laid before, so
did everyone else?
I want to think that I can do it in most places.
Did anyone else on the tour get laid? Like, where were our other buddies getting laid, such as Travis? Was Travis getting laid?
Who the fuck is Travis?
I'm calling Dustin Travis.
Oh, fuck.
Was Dustin getting some pussy out in Ethiopia or what?
Who knows? I don't think so. Definitely not the Ethiopian stuff.
How do you guys travel?
In a van.
In a van? Nice.
So, yeah, so we had 2 vans. One traveler rode in and one we rode in.
That's awesome. What country has the ugliest people?
Great question.
What great question?
That, you know what? That's fucking difficult to answer.
Just cost me money.
Because, I don't.
Don't worry, I hope you don't misunderstand Jack. He doesn't mean culture.
What are we talking about? Race?
Oh, yeah. No,
I'm talking about which country is the ugliest? Like, has the ugliest people?
Canada.
Fuck that.
No,
we have a lot of girls here.
It's definitely France, right?
No.
No, definitely not.
Germany?
People look all the same.
Okay, well, because you have a wife. In
the places I went, it wasn't like a huge area, you know.
Okay, what country? Because you're white, you're married, and we've established you're married. What country has the ugliest women? You can answer that question.
Yeah, answer.
Answer.
Dude, there, with a gun I'm telling to your you, head. I'm telling you, there were we saw very few ugly women.
That's a really safe answer. Come on, yeah. Buddy. Okay, they're all beautiful. They're all beautiful, but who is the lowest rung? Like, who is the grossest? What was the grossest woman you saw on the tour? Just one, not all. What was the grossest woman you saw in what country?
Fuck, I don't know.
What was the grossest thing you saw on the tour that reminded you that Europe sucks and North America's the best?
Fucking bathrooms in Britain.
Really? What were they like?
It was just like they, you know, they got like, you know, their infrastructure is really old and all of this shit. And it's just like, I feel like in a lot of places, they just don't give a fuck about fixing shit.
Yeah,
the thing that drives me, the thing that drove me craziest about Europe was fucking bathrooms that you have to pay for.
All right.
What?
Come on, potty mouth.
And they put a bouncer in those bathrooms that'll kick your ass if you don't fucking pay up.
Stop swearing. That's costing money every time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
Just like you got to pay to use the bathrooms in Europe, we got to pay for your potty mouth, brother. Come on.
You see any refugees out in Europe?
Did we see refugees?
Yeah, did any refugees on the show?
Not really, no. We didn't, honestly, we didn't see a whole lot. It's get in the van, drive 7 hours, you're asleep the whole time.
Oh, I thought you meant the refugees.
No, I think, I don't know how they're getting there, but. It's just, you just don't see as much as you want to. And then when we are finally in a place for a long enough time to see everything, like we were in Paris for 4 days when we were stuck there because of COVID. And, you know, the one day we went out, we did the Paris thing, you know, we ate crepes at the Arc de Triomphe. Yeah, we ate baguettes.
I don't know what Arc de Triomphe is, but go on.
It's just a cool structure there in the middle of a wild ass traffic circle.
This is Riot City, by the way. Badass. So you sat in the middle of a traffic circle while you were in France.
Yeah,
that's your France experience.
It was wild.
How much garbage is in France?
What's that?
How much garbage is in France?
Sorry,
how
you got to
repeat
that,
sir.
How much garbage? Yeah, how was the garbage situation in France?
The parts we were in were nice. I mean, there was like touristy shit that we saw, right?
Yeah.
So it's like it's looked after. Oh, I swore again.
Listen.
$5
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man. You know that you live the high lifestyle.
He's your biggest fan. You're letting him down. Man.
This is.
I don't mean to let anybody down.
Hey,
I just have I worked the rigs for 12 years. I have a potty mouth.
Brother, you got to play my game show now. That's your punishment. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:09 a.m.
Oh!
This is Jordan Jacobs.
Can I play Family Feud?
Yes, please.
Want to play the Family Feud one because I like that one better.
This is my favorite segment because you've sworn too much. So now you kind of brought this on yourself, man.
Yeah,
Brock, are you ready? Sorry, this is more of an advice segment. This is when we ask our guests to give
Brock's
advice.
Been here the whole time. Hey, everybody! Brock, Proud Boy Brock is still here. He's just been silent this whole time.
I know, and I'm happy he came here because I wanted the coolest guy, Jordan Jacobs from Riot City, to give this boy some advice.
No, I was like,
okay, play
or whatever.
So, Brock, this is my favorite segment of the show where I force a guest to give you advice. Now, listen here. Brock, 25, lives in Pensacola, Florida. Handsome young man. First degree Proud Boy. Okay, give us a smile, Brock. Give us a smile. Give us a smile. First degree Proud Boy. Give us a smile.
Give it a smile,
give
Brock.
Give us a smile.
I'm not 25, first of all. It's a little 12.
He's a fan.
Okay, give us a smile, Brock. This is your moment to shine, brother. This is your show. Look at that.
Oh,
it's Brock.
Look at this
there,
guy.
Now,
Brock is a first degree Proud Boy. You are clearly, you have a wife and you have, what, two kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-oh. Wife, two kids. Brock, 25, no wife, no kids, has never been laid. Can you give him advice on how to get laid as a first-degree Proud Boy? Please.
We can change
Brock's life.
Yeah, I am not the right guy to ask.
No, ask. What is the tip? Look at this man. Look at his face. What could you... Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Give me advice. I need help.
He needs help.
How to get laid.
How does Brock get laid?
Just look for the ones that are stupid enough to get trapped by it.
That's good advice.
That's what you gotta do.
I like that. That's good advice.
Other than that, and that's not even a guarantee that you get laid, but she might buy you a McFlurry or something. That's kind of nice.
Ooh. But she thinks he's like retarded.
Okay.
This
nothing.
Is
nothing. I just grunted.
We're doing a segment here. This is Jordan Jacobs, Riot City.
Not you. Brock. You're
Brock.
Not retarded. Brock.
Wait, what? Who's retarded?
This bit is retarded.
You're right, it is.
Alright, wait, I wanna ask.
Okay, this is our favorite advice segment where we try to get Proud Boy Brock. We give him advice.
So Brock said he wouldn't move out of his parents' house because it was too expensive and he couldn't find a roommate. When did you move out of your parents' house?
When?
Not you. You never did.
When did I move out of my parents' place?
And start living on your own, like, because you're a real man, obviously. Look at your, he's got this long, flowing hair, very masculine face.
I bought my first house when I was 19.
See? Oh, man.
God damn it, dude. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And,
the
first time I moved out, I guess I was 16.
How did you buy a house when you were 19?
Yeah, what? Wait, what?
The that's... hell?
Because I went to work when I turned 18. Like a month after I turned 18, I went and started working on the rig.
You hear that, Brock? Brock.
Brock.
Do you have a job?
Brock.
Yes.
Job. Do you work at the rigs?
The rigs? No.
You don't want to either.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Okay, classic American.
Yeah. By the way,
you're welcome for all the oil. By the way,
Brock.
Oh, like in
you hate
in
this
DC
bit?
There?
You hate this bit, Brock?
No, don't ask him. It's not up to him. What? So, for a person who's 23 and has never left their mother's home,
okay,
what do you say? What do you say? To
Brock, you there, man?
Kill the bit.
Yeah, kill
the bit.
Dude.
This bitch is pissing me the fuck off.
Tell us what you think.
It's not funny.
I think she should shut her damn mouth. That's what
Karen.
I think. That's what I think.
Oh,
I think you need to watch what you say.
Oh, shit. This is not good. We're going off the rails. Should we go on break, Jack? This is getting ugly, man.
No. I don't want to be here alone with Brock. He's going to...
Look what you did, Jordan Jacobs from the band Riot City. Brock.
Did I just torch this thing or what?
Tell us what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Yeah, what are you thinking, man?
I'm not thinking about anything.
I didn't mean to be like, what do you say to a person like that? I was going to say...
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I met Brock.
I don't care.
Brock, listen for once in your life.
Oh, no.
I was just going to ask if you had any advice for you. Like, if you say it's too expensive, like, how do you get, like, a better job? Like, more faster, whatever. Or like, you're like, I can't find a roommate. It's like, well, how do you make some friends in Pensacola?
Damn, dude. Hey, Brock. I'm sorry,
Ron, should we fire Karen? Should we just fire Karen?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
You can't fire me. You're fired.
No, no. This wasn't a fun bit.
Look
at that.
I'm the king of the show. I can buzz.
No, this went off the rails.
Yeah, no. Buzz yourself.
Bitch! Fuck you.
Brock, I'm sorry.
What?
Well, you're such a loser, bro. Why are you still your parents' house, bro?
Brock.
Great. That was a really good bit.
Hey, Brock, I have $67 in my bank account right now, and I just got paid.
That's great.
I'm the biggest loser of all.
I have $2,000, so suck it.
I'm the biggest
loser. I hate this bit. It's time to cut the bit.
Brock.
Can we go on break, Jack? We're crashing,
Jordan,
and burning.
Jordan, do you
we're
apologize for what you've done?
I am sorry for anything.
Listen.
No, listen, Brock. It's a Jack Klassen show, 9:90 a.m. Listen, man.
Brock, it's just a funny radio. We're just joking around, man. I have a friend for you in Pensacola. Named Joshua DeFarina.
Oh my god. And I feel bad. Very, not
why
very
do you
rare,
feel,
do I feel
bad? He's well, just sitting there sulking. We just on our last show, there was a woman where there was a man who was smoking crack,
yes,
and talking about how he hits his wife and stuff.
I know,
and that was okay,
for
and
some
now
reason,
this isn't okay.
For some reason, that was more palatable to me. The man on meth beating his wife. Man, Brock,
what?
You doing okay, pal?
Is it my fault? Is that why we're blaming it on me?
No. Technically, if we want to break this down, this is technically all my fault.
Right.
Yeah.
But
it is your show.
It is my show.
Way to take ownership, though, Jack. Way to lead by example. Nice work.
Yeah.
Brother.
I'm proud of you, Jack.
I mean, I think it's Brock's fault.
I think I'm making, as a person, I think I'm making real progress.
Listen,
can you please give yourself a shut up, bitch, please?
Shut up, bitch!
I think we can all agree that Jack's show is the most insane thing any of us have ever seen in our lives. And I think we can also agree Karen is mean.
Yeah, it's my job on the show, Mitch. It's my job to be mean, it's your job to be nice, and it's Jack's job to be stupid. And everyone knows it.
Hey, Brock.
He went away.
Brock, are you there?
Brock?
No.
Brock, why didn't you like that post I tagged you in on Facebook?
Oh, man.
What post?
Oh, he's there.
It was the black guy wearing the Marvel shirt.
I don't know. I get tagged in a lot of stuff.
I thought you'd like it.
Hey, man, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What's up?
Listen, man.
There are lots of guys who live at home. You've told us the statistics before. It's okay. We don't judge you.
Yeah, okay. You lost him, Karen. Holy, we just got him back. Oh,
what was
Karen.
He going to do? He didn't talk the whole show. What did you want from him? We're going to coax him back the whole time?
Karen.
Dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. And way to kill the mood of the show by being
Karen. No. Hey, you know what?
I'm going to end the call.
You guys have broken me a few times in his defense. I never ran away like I didn't leave like that, but
no, you're a good sport. That's why you're good on the radio. And you're a good
You've hurt my
person.
Feelings severely.
I mean, everyone's
good.
Feelings
have
been hurt severely
again,
on this show.
If you're not careful.
So during that whole thing, I was getting messages from Brock saying, I hate this bit so much. I hate
you
this
should just
person.
Laugh then.
I'm done with the show. Brock, you're a good guy, pal.
I like Brock.
I like Brock. I like Brock a lot.
I like Jacob too.
I like Brock.
Man. Jacob's cool.
I like Jacob, but Jacob thinks I'm a bad person now because he caught
no.
me at the wrong
Jacob,
time.
No.
And...
Well, my name's not Jacob.
What?
It's not. It's Jordan.
Plot twist. Plot twist.
Plot twist. And why do I think you're a bad person?
I don't know. Were you paying attention to anything?
Because
that
you
happened?
Caught me at the wrong time. That's what I said. Because you caught me at the wrong time. Because we had Brock here, and I just got really excited because Brock is so charismatic and cute. And I just got a little too excited, okay? It's not my fault.
Trust me, I understand.
Listen, thank everyone's you. Feelings.
I'm a nice person. Everyone's... I give money to homeless people all the time.
I'm getting a message that someone else isn't happy with Karen. You guys don't know her, but this girl's saying she thinks Karen was rude.
Yeah, well, she's an idiot. Hey, girl. Oh, get out of here. Don't ever listen to the show again.
By the way,
you're not allowed.
By the way, Jordan, our show, we follow Dennis Prager. Isn't that awesome?
Old Denny.
Yeah, old Denny, Prager. Yeah. The Dan Crenshaw show also is on our radio station in Arizona. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. What a wacky world we live in.
Most of the time, I really like Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, really? I think you know what my nickname for him is? The Human Minesweeper.
Well, all I know is Dan Crenshaw likes anti-BDS speech laws and red flag laws against guns, so I don't trust him one bit, man.
What do you care? You're Canadian.
Because America's like, I don't know, badass, and I want them to stay badass, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I got you.
Yeah, that badassery is fading fast.
Stop! Yeah, relax, dude. Come on.
Are we going on break, Jack? I'm itching for a Siggy here, you know what I mean?
We haven't had like one break this whole time.
No, I know. It's been full of stuff here. It's a Jack Klassen show.
You're full of stuff.
Right? Yeah. That's why I weigh so much. Right, City? When do you debut some new music? And will you debut that new music on my show?
Probably not, but I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. We're in the studio working on it. I'm in my kitchen working on it when you started harassing me here.
Anything political? Anything political in the new album?
Anything political? No, not so much.
Has a political song about Joe Biden.
I'm trying to avoid it because I fucking hate it. I hate that it's bleeding into everything. And everybody's such a bunch of whiny cunts.
Are you afraid? Ooh. God damn it. Are you afraid of getting canceled? Mr. Jacobs?
Man, can't have me on here.
That's all right, man. You got some sort of mental disease. It's fine.
How dare you?
How dare you, Jack? How dare you? Do you not know who this man is? My life.
I swear a lot, all right?
By the way, Brock was a big fan of Riot City, and he had a bunch of questions. And now he says he doesn't want to associate with me anymore. So there you go, Jordan Jacobs. Look what you did.
Well, he doesn't have to. He can ask me the questions anyway.
No, I think you lost a fan.
Said something the entire show. How about that? Even like, hi. He should have said hi.
You know, it's funny. When you were like, oh, Brock's still here. I was like, wait a second. I scrolled over and there he was. And I was like, oh, here's another dude here.
Oh, man. What a cute guy.
Oh, my God.
Right. Is that actually true? Because if that's true, that's sad, dude.
I'm not shitting you. Yeah, I had no idea he was there. And then when somebody mentioned Brock, and I'm like,
no, I mean, does Brock actually really like your band a lot?
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't he ask the questions or do anything? He just left.
Hey, our last show, we had someone who beat their wife and smoked meth. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it was the best show ever. And Brock wasn't even on it.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, that's right.
This guy gets it. This guy gets it.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a wiener.
Wiener.
Anyway, brother.
Grow up.
Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to promote, brother?
Grow up.
Brother?
Well, just watch out for the next album.
Damn straight.
We're working on it. And it's going to be rad.
Where can we buy your
merch? Oh, I didn't swear when I said that.
Nice. You did it good. You did a good job. Almost radio friendly. Where can we buy your t-shirts, brother? Come on, dude. I want to buy a Riot City t-shirt.
Just buy them from us. on our Bandcamp.
You don't have like a URL? Riotcity.com?
Not yet, no. Who do we think we are?
You guys travel to Europe and you don't have a .com?
No, not yet.
You have a MySpace?
MySpace? Wow.
Yeah.
Is MySpace still a thing?
I don't know. I don't believe Bandcamp's a thing.
Yeah, it is, believe it or not.
Oh my god, is that any good? You make any money off that?
Well, that's how we sell stuff. So I want to say yes.
Hell yeah, brother. Well, we'll go out on your song. You have an awesome day, man. Thanks for popping on. Hopefully you enjoyed the interview.
Bless ya. Keep a tight ass. I did have fun.
Don't ever go on the Woody show, by the way.
Yeah, never do the Woody show.
And never say that ever again.
I'm going to say it every time.
Get out of here, Connor.
All right.
Just for you. What's that?
I don't want to be too mean, I guess.
I think we're past that point.
Yeah.
Not you.
It's a Jack Classen show.
Cool. Am I you? Is that who you're talking to?
Well, no, I don't know. My friends are making me feel weird.
Get out of here. Get out of here, you handsome young man from one of my favorite bands.
Bless ya.
I'll miss you.
Have a good
bye.
Night.
You too, later. Brother. Nice to meet you.
Bye.
Keep crushing
yeah, nice
out there.
You. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Stop Asian hate.
Bye.
Stop Asian hate. That was a pretty good interview, I think.
Yeah. He's very handsome. I do have a crush on him. I think he's very cute.
He's a handsome guy, and he has good music.
He hates me now, though.
Well,
but I'm not, and I'm not dressed like boxes of the handsome guy. Might as well just kill myself.
He has a wife and two kids. Anyway,
yeah.
Anything?
Well,
don't worry about it.
What a show! What did we even cover?
That was the best.
Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good. Our interviews are the best. Suck it, Ben Shapiro.
Well, whoever's on their way to work, I hope you have a blessed day. You know, shalom. I hope that you have an awesome, productive day.
That's right. Nice by show. The way, we're mornings. That's what's beautiful about this show. That's awesome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If Welcome. You thought I was too mean on the show, you're a pussy. And leave me alone. And maybe you should take a good look at yourself. And
oh
take
God.
A good look at yourself in the mirror and see what gives you the right to judge me, huh? What gives you the right to judge me?
That's your Bethany Buffer.
Listen to Hot Wife music.
Alright. Let's get out of here. Have a good one, guys.
Peace
and love. Been Bye. Fired more than probably any radio host in yep. Canada. I'm not even allowed to broadcast in Canada. No one will hire me here.
Oh dear.
I'm Alabama Willie. I'm Arizona Jones. We're nothing. We're piss.
Oh, you're making America great again.
Oh, is that Ken Puss Jack?
You son of a bitch.